God's Word, the power to heal. Divine health was God's original plan for all humanity when He created Adam. Death, which includes sickness and disease, was an outcome of Adam's disobedience to God. Unfortunately, all mankind inherited the consequences of Adam's sin. But thankfully, God sent His Word to heal us. His Word became flesh, Jesus. With Him came an inheritance of eternal life, which includes divine healing. It seems that everyone is faced with a health challenge at one time or another. Whether it's a simple case of the sniffles or a life-threatening illness, God's Word has the power to heal. Even if you enjoy perfect health, the scriptures you will soon hear can serve as preventative medicine. In whatever situation you find yourself, this recording is for you. What you're about to hear are healing scriptures from the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. I recorded many of them in the first person as though I were talking directly to God and He to me, as in truth it was. Here's an example. Psalm chapter 107 verse 20 states, "He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." Here's how I recorded it. "You sent Your word and healed me and delivered me from my destructions." I've included the book, chapter, and verse so you could do further study and to verify that this recording is true to the spirit of the scriptures. As you listen to this, picture yourself as the one for whom the promise of healing was made. If you're God's child, the promise of healing belongs to you. God's written word, believed in our heart and spoken from our mouth, has the same power to heal as did Jesus when He walked the face of the earth. Now here's some information about the paintings that appear in the Power to Heal video. I'm an artist. In the year 2001, I took my easel to a street corner near my home. I soon found myself surrounded by a group of curious teens on their way to school. The conversation quickly turned from art to God. Since that time, I've stood on hundreds of street corners around the world and shared the love of Christ with curious onlookers. Each painting represents an occasion when someone has been saved, prayed for, or otherwise touched on God's behalf at the altar of my easel. I titled the series, Jesus in Plein Air. Now, on to God's Word. Be healed.